A number of people have been killed in an explosion near a mosque in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. City residents say the blast was caused by a U.S. bomb or a missile. American military officials deny involvement and say it's more likely that the overnight explosion was caused by munitions stored next to the mosque. In Baghdad today, at least 4 American servicemen were wounded when their vehicle exploded. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Deb, what about these explosions?
Good morning, Bob. The U.S. military hasn't confirmed the wounding of soldiers outside of a university here, so we'll have to wait for later in the day. But eyewitnesses reportedly saw some soldiers being taken out of a vehicle. The U.S. military guards about 50 sites, 500 sites throughout the city. They stand out there in the hot sun, and you see that they are easy targets. Over the past couple of days, they have been training Iraqis to take their place in some of those sites, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yesterday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld rejected suggestions that U.S. forces are facing a guerrilla war in Iraq, but isn't that what's happening?
Well, Bob, it certainly looks that way on the ground, but one person's quagmire is another person's fight against terrorism. The military says they will stay here for as long as it takes. When you read the research of academics, military experts, they all say they expect it to get worse, that this is a dangerous group of people who don't like the occupation, and whether they are organized or whether these are small little groups, they are deadly, and it will take some time for the Americans to root them out.
Yeah, Iraqis didn't like life under Saddam. They're not crazy about occupation either, are they?
Bob, they are very impatient, and when our electricity goes out, I get it. There are days in Baghdad where people have no electricity, no water. Their unemployment here is over 50%. There are people who do not get a paycheck. It is very hard to survive under those conditions. Plus, security is terrible in the city. There is crime, kidnapping, carjackings. And so that people are making comparisons. I have not talked to anybody who wants Saddam to come back, but they want normal life. They've waited 35 years. And they blame the Americans for almost everything bad that happens here.
Operation Sidewinder in central Iraq is in its third day, part of an effort to end attacks against coalition forces. What's the latest with that?
There's been hundreds of arrests. It's been going on since Sunday. The idea, yet again, is to try to find Saddam supporters, to try to find these armed resistance groups. It's hard to say what they are, and to root them out. So these are house-to-house searches based on intelligence. And there have been some other examples of Sidewinder that don't really have anything to do with finding armed groups, and that is in the town of Najaf, which is south of Baghdad. There is a mayor there who was appointed by U.S. Marines who run that city. It turns out that the guy was corrupt. He was kidnapping people. He was threatening people. The locals didn't like him, and they said right away, this is a bad guy. But he'd been there for about 2 months yesterday. Part of Operation Sidewinder was to go in and arrest him, and 62 members of his staff, and jail him. The assistant mayor will take over. The local people will get to have an election and find a new man.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.